I'm back inside the quad for the National Photography Symposium, which is, I believe, organised and hosted by Red Eye, the Photography Network, and Format. Tell me about Format and who are you?
I'm Mike Brown. I'm one of the organisers of the Format Festival. Format was formed in 2004 by myself and Louise Clements, who's the, she's artistic director now of Quad. And it was really just a way to try and create opportunities for UK photographers on the same level as a lot of photography is covered in Europe. So we were trying to find a platform where we could showcase work by emerging regional photographers, emerging national photographers against the best international photographers in the world. And we came up with a really nice little format for the festival, which uses gallery and non-gallery spaces throughout the city centre. And we organise a full programme of events around that. So we tried to create a critical hub around the opening weekend, so we have conference and portfolio reviews and so on. And it becomes a destination for people. And we had people travel to the last festival from all over the world. We had people from China and Canada and America come to Derby, small Midlands town, to see some of the best photography in the world, which is fantastic.
That's great for Derby as well. Tell me, what's your online presence is like? You're obviously doing a lot in Derby and in the physical space and enabling people to exhibit and for people to get up close with prints and so on and so forth. What's the website and what happens around the website?
Okay, the website is formatfestival.com. And one of the things that we tried to do that on there was create opportunities for people who can't physically visit the festival to still play a part in it. So we created a project called Mob Format, which uses Flickr we set themes around the overall festival theme and then invite people to submit images to that. And we had a quite nice little application created for the website at the last festival that pulls all the images off Flickr. People just have to tag them on Flickr, pulls them into an image wall, and then we can curate and select the best ones into little galleries.
Nice.
So it worked really well, and it's something that we want to build on for the next festival. Something that we're really interested in is the fact that we get a massive online... We get a massive amount of people accessing the website from all over the world, but those people aren't going to physically be able to visit the festival. So how can we create a meaningful experience for those people with the Format Festival, whether it be live blogging of the conference, portfolio reviews? Is there a way we can do online portfolio reviews? And it's also about how people can submit their work for inclusion within the festival programme. And with the Mob Format application, we were selecting images which were then printed out and went into a physical exhibition within the festival programme as well. So it kind of went from virtual to real, which is quite nice.
Very nice indeed. Are you using much in the way of social media? Are you guys on Twitter and such like?
I think we are on Twitter as of about last week, but we've been using Facebook and MySpace and so on, but it's not something that I'm particularly up to speed on myself. I let the techie people in Quad deal with all that.
Wise move sometimes, definitely a wise move. So what are we going to expect today from the symposium? What's happening?
I have no idea, to be honest.
It's me thinking you were... I thought you were a walking programme. Right. I know there's a couple of exciting people setting off today. If I just reach into my pocket, I hopefully will have a business card from one of them. Unfortunately, me being a geek, I've got Moose stickers, I've got all kinds of bits and bobs kicking off. I was approached by a gentleman last night by the name of Robert Pledge, and I thought, where do I know that name from? And we had a great conversation and a lovely chat, and then it dawned on me halfway through the conversation, and I went very, I guess, a bit squidgy, because the guy looks after, amongst many other people, Sebastio Salgado, who, for me... is probably one of the few... There are a number of photographers that I totally look up to and massively, massively respect the body of work that they have behind them. I mean, photographers going out and spending 15 years to finish individual projects just blows me away sometimes. Sometimes longer than that. Salgado's got some incredible books out there that I have spent an inordinate amount of money on so that I can physically actually have those prints in the home in some form. And I tell you... some of the names and people here, it doesn't dawn on me because I'm not very good with names until I've already had an embarrassing conversation. So today I'm actually going to enjoy listening to what a lot of these people have to say, and it's really reinvigorating me into, I guess, the soul of photography, something that I guess I've neglected a little bit recently because I've been doing a lot more casual, almost disposable in some people's minds. I still get looked at very closely when I take a photograph with my iPhone. What kind of photographer are you?
I started off, my background's in photography, so I studied photography and I now work for the local authority. I'm the principal arts officer of the city council, but I still take photographs. I've moved more recently from a Voigtland, a rangefinder, which I used to do a lot of nice street photography on, which was my passion. But street photography is something you need to do all the time, or you lose your nerve.
Or the law changes, and you can't do it anymore.
I think that's what happened since the last time I tried to do it. But yeah, I've kind of moved digital, and now most of mine's done on the iPhone as well, and the Hipstamatic.
Ah, really? Good move. I'm glad. Yeah, maybe I should talk to you more so I can feel a little less embarrassed by using applications to take photos. And obviously cheating, but it's so much more convenient. And I think you still have to have an eye to capture certain images.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's still the fun for me in photography, is just seeing those opportunities, the juxtapositions, I think what Francis would say yesterday was kind of quite poignant in a way. It's about taking pictures about something rather than of something, and I think that's quite a good
That was one of the only things I agreed with that he said. But he was here to be to make people think. Yeah, definite Asian provocateur. Well, thank you so much. Have you got a personal website you'd like to plug?
You can see some of my work at 10-8 Photo on Flickr, and that's 10 T-E-N 8 number 8
Photo.
Photo. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem.